Good morning.
早上好。
Let's read a few Bible passages for today.
那我们今天要先来读几处的圣经。
I will be reading in English and our brother will read them in Chinese.
我会先用英文来读，那我的弟兄会用中文来读。
Let's turn our Bible to Genesis chapter 6, verses 9 through 13.
我们先来看创世纪第六章第九到十三节。
This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood.
挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、雅弗。世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟。
Genesis chapter 7, verse 1.
Go ahead. 第七章第一节。
Then the Lord said to Noah, Come into the ark, you and your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation.
耶和华对挪亚说，你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这世代中，我见你在我面前是义人。
Then Genesis chapter 8, verses 13 through 15.
创世纪第八章十三到十五节。
And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you.
到挪亚六百零一岁正月初一日，地上的水都干了。挪亚撤去方舟的盖观看，便见地面上干了。到了二月二十七日，地就都干了。神对挪亚说，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都可以出方舟。
Let's pay attention that God has spoke to Noah for three times.
让我们注意到神曾三次对挪亚说话。
Before the flood was about to come, and after the flood.
就是在洪水将要洪水来之前，洪水将要到来的时候，以及洪水来过之后。
Both they are pretty long period of time in history.
那这个是在历史上很久以前。
Even though Noah had spent about 120 years building the ark,
虽然挪亚花了120年的时间来建造方舟,
and then he had to spend more than a year in the ark,
那事后他要在这个方舟当中待超过一年的时间。
But it was God who had said to Noah, make yourself an ark.
但是神告诉挪亚说，你要造一个方舟。
And it was God who said to Noah, come into the ark.
也是神告诉挪亚说，到方舟里来。
Then, my dear brothers and sisters, it was the same God who would be saying to Noah, "Get out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you."
那也是这同样一位神后来对挪亚说，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都可以出方舟。
God had called Noah for His glorious plan.
那神是为着他自己荣耀的旨意来呼召挪亚。
And of course he would assume overall responsibility for Noah with no accident and no exception.
所以神也要为挪亚负完全的责任，没有任何的意外，也没有任何的这个例外。
He would never forget Noah in every minute and in every circumstance.
在每一分钟，在每一个环境当中，神永远不会忘记挪亚。
Like the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5.
就好像希伯来书当中13章第5节讲到的。
That he will never leave us nor forsake us.
主说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你。
So that we may have the confidence to say the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid.
所以我们能有这样的信心来说主是我的帮助者我永远不会害怕。
My dear brothers and sisters, the ark was never on Noah's responsibility, but on God's mighty hand.
弟兄姐妹，永远不是这个，不是挪亚的责任要来造这个方舟，而是神那大能的手要来造这个方舟。
This is one of the key lessons Noah had learned from the ark.
那挪亚从造方舟这个事情上所学的最重要的一个功课就是这个。
Now let's turn to the New Testament, Matthew 20, chapter 24, verses 37 through 39.
那现在我们把圣经翻到新约，马太福音24章37到39节。
But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage,until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲出去，人子降临也要这样。
My dear brothers and sisters, we are actually not so far from Noah's time in Genesis chapter 6, 7, and 8.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们与挪亚的故事在这创世纪第六、第七、第八章那里所讲到的其实没有那么远。
I hope that by reading through the life story of Noah, it'll give you and me an urgency in our heart that we don't have much time to be still wandering around this world.
我盼望借着我们来学习挪亚的故事，能够在你和我彼此的心当中能够放下这样一个紧迫感，就是我们在这地上四处游荡没有那么多的时间了。
We're living in the last days, and we're going to see Christ coming back.
我们现在正活在这末了的时代，我们马上就要能够看到基督，他就要再来。
But the point is, if we believe it is true, we got to live it as true.
那我所要说的点就是说，如果我们相信这是真实的话，我们要活出这样一个实际来。
Would you join me a word of prayer?
请大家能够跟我一起有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this morning.
亲爱的主，我们为着早上这样的时间献上感谢。
Because by your grace, we can gather together before your mercy seat.
因为您的怜悯，我们能够一同坐在您的施恩宝座前。
So Lord, we pray that you speak, thy servant listen.
所以我们祷告的就是主啊，请您说，您的仆人静听。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这样的时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. When we turn to the pages of life story of Noah in the book of Genesis,
那当我们来看在创世纪当中所记载的挪亚的故事，
we probably think that we've known enough about Noah and everything in the Bible that his name tag on it.
那可能我们认为但凡圣经上所记到任何关于挪亚的故事我们都已经非常的清楚了。
The great flood and the ark that saves Noah and his family's life and of course the rainbow.
那我们都记得就是这个大洪水以及这个方舟能够拯救挪亚并他的一家以及事后的那个彩虹。
I have a missionary friend to China for many years.
那我有一个在中国传福音的朋友，我们认识已经很多年了。
He was an English teacher in local Chinese college.
那他就在中国的一个地方的大学里面做英文教师。
You know that in China, to teach the Bible in classroom is prohibited by the government.
那大家都知道，在中国的话，政府是不允许你在教室里面来讲圣经的。
So my missionary friend asked for the permission to teach the life stories of a great figure in Western history.
那所以我的这位朋友他就向政府征求同意，能够在课堂上来讲这西方历史上的这些历史名人。
Then the government searched over, said yes.
那这政府呢，他们就做了一些调查，就说可以，你可以讲。
So the first lesson he started with is the story of Noah and his ark.
所以他在课堂上讲的第一个人的故事就是挪亚和他的方舟。
Because he is true and his story is true historically.
因为他认为挪亚的故事在历史上是真实的。
But to his surprise, almost half of his class, they've known the story of Noah.But they took it as a fairy tale.
那让他意外的就是呢，好像课堂上一半以上的人都已经听过挪亚的故事，但是他们听着就觉得这是一个传说。
So after few years,
就过了几年
，many young students in his class accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their savior.
在他课堂上，很多的学生都接受了主耶稣作为他们的救主。
But my missionary friend was about to move to next stop.
那我的这位传福音的朋友，他就要进入下一站。
In the farewell party,
在这个道别的这个聚会上
，these young believers told my friend that the seed of the good news of Jesus Christ has coming into their heart.By his first lesson to them, which is Noah and his ark.
那这些新信主的弟兄姐妹就告诉我的这位朋友，就是在第一堂他讲到挪亚方舟的这个故事的时候，主耶稣那救恩福音的种子已经栽在他们的心里。
They told my friend said, "This is a different story from what we have learned from cheap movies and books."
那这些弟兄姐妹就告诉我的朋友，你所讲的挪亚的故事跟我们从电影上和那些书本上读来的是完全不一样的。
My dear brothers and sisters, Noah is indeed very popular, not only in the Western world.
我的亲爱的弟兄姐妹，挪亚他实在是一个非常著名的人物，不仅在西方。
Even the Hollywood knows the story and made a good money on it.
那甚至好莱坞都为此做了一部电影，并且为此有非常丰厚的收入。
But if we come to the Word of God and try to digest the meaningfulness about Noah and his life before God,
但如果我们要来到神的话语的面前，要在他的面前来仔细的咀嚼关于挪亚这些字的意义的话
，I'm sure that it will make our mind explode.
我相信它会让我们的思想好像爆炸开一样。
It's not only how God has a solution to a hopeless world.
不仅在这里我们看到神向着一个完全没有盼望的时代怎么样给他们一个答案。
But also how Noah, an ordinary man like you and me,
就是也同样讲到挪亚是像你和我一样一个普通的人
can be responsible to God's calling to live for his purpose in a time we call it impossible.
那他是怎么样能够在一个不可能的时代来回应神对他的呼召，能够为着神荣耀的旨意而活。
When I was teaching in the Sunday school class at Dumbo about Noah and his ark,
那当我在 Dumbo 在主日学教到关于挪亚和他的方舟的时候
，I often heard the comments about him from our kids.
那我常常就从我们的孩子当中听到这样的一些关于挪亚的评论。
That Noah was an old man, which is true. He is old.
那就是说挪亚是一个很老的人，这是真的，他是很老了。
And he was a poor farmer who was living in a primitive life thousands of years ago.
那他也就是这样一个贫穷的这个农夫，他活在几千年以前。
But my dear brothers and sisters, if we have a chance to read through Genesis chapter 6,
但我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果我们有机会来仔细的读创世纪第六章的话，
we see how Noah was handling a huge project of building an ark, not a boat.
弟兄姐妹，我们就能看到挪亚是怎么样，好像来承担了这样一个不可能的任务，要来造这样大的一艘方舟。
Not a boat.
不是一个船。
You will be amazed the technology and the craftsmanship that Noah used to build the ark.
你会为挪亚来造这样一个方舟，他所用到的这个技术和他的这个手艺而感到震惊的。
Then we will understand that a human life in Noah's time could be much more advanced than we are thinking about it.
那这样的话，我们就能够意识到挪亚的那个时代，人们的这个生活各方面是远比我们所想的要先进发达很多的。
The truth is, people in Noah's time actually enjoy their life of progressiveness and prosperity as we do today.
那事实就是在挪亚的那个时代，人们享受生活所带来的这种丰厚以及它的这个发展，就好像我们今天所享受的一样。
But when God was looking on the face of the earth,
但当神来观看地面的时候，
Genesis 6 verse 5 tells us that he found that every intent in the thoughts of a man's heart was nothing but only evil continually.
但那里讲到耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
The world was totally corrupted by people's heart.
那地也因着人的心而完全的腐坏。
And the Bible says God was grieved in his heart.
那圣经就讲到耶和华心中忧伤。
On one hand, people were living a happy life of prosperity.
那一面来说，人们过着一个快乐又丰裕的生活。
But on the other hand, the human condition caused by people's heart was getting worse and worse.
但在另外一面来说，这个整个世界因着人心的败坏而让整个光景却越来越坏。
So in Genesis chapter 6, we've seen the epidemic of violence.
所以在创世纪第六章，我们看到那里有这样社会性的暴力。
Demonic activities,
有这样魔鬼的势力
and a constant evil in the hearts of men and women.
也看到在男人和女人当中那人性的败坏。
This is not only the days of Noah, but sound a lot like what we have here today.
那这不仅好像只是描写了挪亚的时代，它听起来也非常像我们今天所处的这个时代。
My dear brothers and sisters, we are not so far from Noah's time before the flood.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们与挪亚在洪水将要来前的那个时代并没有差那么远。
A 15-year-old high school student in Michigan State took his parents' gun to the school and shot at the students and the teachers.
那就在不久之前，密歇根州一个15岁的高中生，他就从他的父母那里拿了一把手枪带到学校，就射杀了他的这个同学和老师。
It caused 4 students died and 7 were injured.
那就导致4个死亡，7个受伤。
When the policeman came to take him,
当警察要来抓他的时候，
They couldn't take him to the local police department.
他们没有办法带他到当地的这个警局里。
Instead, they had to send the gunman to the juvenile detention center because he was just a child.
那他们就必须得把这个孩子就送到这个少年的拘留所，因为他只不过是一个孩子。
A high school girl came back from the school telling her mom.
那有一个高中女孩就回到家里告诉她的妈妈
that one of the teachers in classroom kept on giving her books that promoting the homosexuality.
就是说那学校里的老师就不断地给她书，这本书就是来公开的推行同性恋的。
The mom was so frustrated because this is one of the top schools here in Houston.
那这个妈妈心中是这样的沮丧，因为这是在休斯顿最好的一所学校之一。
This past Friday,
就在过去的周五
we as the parents received an email from my daughter's school.
那我作为父母就从我女儿的这个学校收到了一封邮件。
The school district was asking the student to stay at home if they could.
那学校就请这个孩子们，他们如果可能的话，就尽可能留在家里。
It was because of an online threat to school safety.
那就是因为在网上流传的一个对学校安全的威胁。
So we talked to our daughters.
所以我们就跟我们女儿来交谈。
We discussed a long time.
我们有很长的时间的交流。
It was a hard pick for the students.
那对孩子们的心来说，这实在是一个很大的打击。
Because most of them would have more than one major exam in that day.
因为在这一天，很多的孩子有至少一门的这个考试。
My dear brothers and sisters, as I'm looking at the social environment in today,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当我来看今天整个社会上的现象的时候
，and compare with what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6,
那我把它与在创世纪当中创世纪第六章所讲的这些进行比较
，it doesn't freak me out.But stir an urgency inside of me that Christ's second coming is close.
但并没有让我感到非常的恐慌，但确实在我心中放下这样的一个紧迫感，就是主的第二次再来就快近了。
It is very close because Jesus has prophesied in Matthew 24.
那是这样的近，因为主耶稣在马太福音24章那里这样的预言道。
But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
We are living in a time very similar to Noah's days.
我们所生活的这个时代与挪亚的时代是非常相似。
So it caused God saying that enough is enough.
所以那就是让神这么来说。
God made a decision to wipe all the living things from the earth by the flood.
神当时有这样的一个计划，借着洪水要来抹掉地上一切的人。
But in Genesis chapter 6 verse 8,
但在创世纪第六章第八节，
It says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
It is the first time in the Bible the word grace appears.
那蒙恩的恩这个字是这里在圣经当中第一次出现。
In other words, even though God had made the decision and he wouldn't change his mind.
就换句话说，虽然神已经有了一个计划，他也不会改变自己的计划。
But his grace to the world never ceased.
但是他的恩典却永远没有停留。
God would never give man up, and he wanted to restore him from hopeless corruption.
神是永远不会改变他的心意，他愿意把人从这样一个没有盼望的光景当中来恢复过来。
It was by God's grace that Noah was called from his generations for God's plan of restoration.
那是因着神的怜悯，挪亚能够在那样一个世代当中被呼召来做这样一个恢复的工作。
But on the other hand,
那在另外一面
，In Genesis 6 verse 9, it says Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations.
在创世纪第六章那里也讲第九节那里讲到，挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。
Noah was a man of spiritual quality.
挪亚是一个有生命性格的人。
And this would made him special and unique in his time that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
那他这一点能够让他在那个时代是特别的，是独特的，所以让他在耶和华的眼前能够蒙恩。
The word perfect here doesn't mean like Noah got everything rightfully well, with him that he would be flawless in following God.
那这个完全这个词不是说挪亚凡事做的都好，在他跟随主的道路上是没有瑕疵的。
It doesn't mean like he would make he would never make any mistakes.
也不是说他永远都不会犯任何的错误。
In fact, the Bible tells us that Noah made a mistake, and once he made a big mistake in his vineyard after the flood.
那事实上圣经也记载挪亚是他确实犯过一个错，事实上在这个洪水之后他在自己的葡萄园中犯了一个大错。
If we come back to the word of God,
如果我们回到神的话中，
we will find it gives the clear definition in verse 9.
我们就会看到在创世纪第六章第九节对完全给了一个完美的定义。
Noah was perfect in his generations becauseHe walked with God.
挪亚在当时的世代是个完全人，因为挪亚与神同行。
In other words, if you commit yourself with heart, soul, and mind to walk after God's purpose,
换句话说，如果你尽心尽意尽力要来跟随神的旨意，
and to walk in the fellowship with God in this corrupt time.
能够在这样一个败坏的世代与在与神这个鲜活的交通当中与他同行。
Then you are the perfect one in his eyes.
那你在他的眼中就是一个完全人。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is Noah in the book of Genesis.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这就是创世纪当中所记载的挪亚。
A sinful man like you and me, but a man of a spiritual quality of walking with God.
与你与我一样是一个普通的人，但却是这样一个有生命性格的人，他能够与神同行。
This is the definition of being perfect.
那这就是完全的定义。
And the simplest thing which you can do, I can do, all we can do it.
那这是一件简单的事情，你我我们都可以来做到。
Then Genesis 6 tells us.
那然后创世纪第六章又这样告诉我们
that Noah took God's project of building an ark.
挪亚就从神这里接受了一个来造方舟的任务。
Even though he wasn't able to fully process in his mind that why God wants him to do it in this way.
虽然他在自己的思想里面没有办法完全的明白为什么神要他这样做。
But he learned to commit himself to God's plan.
但他却学习要向神所给他的命令来忠心。
This ark project would put his life under a huge pressure from the people around him and the people from far away.
那神所给他的这个任务会让他在那个时代不仅从周围的人也从远处的人那里接受很大的压力。
I'm sure that in Noah's time,
我相信在挪亚的时代
His ark project was a hot spot for tourism during the holiday seasons.
那我相信在那个时代就是在这个旅游季节的时候他所建造的这个方舟一定是一个旅游热点。
Everybody wanted to see it, but they laughed at Noah after they had arrived at the ark building site.
那所有的人他们都想要看的，但他们来到这个方舟旁边的时候，他们一定都会取笑挪亚。
Noah had to live a life as an alien for not 100 minutes or 100 days.
那挪亚就好像一个寄居的人一样，在那里不是说只活100天而已。
My dear brothers and sisters, but for 120 years.
而是要这样生活120年。
This 120 years is a good lesson for Noah to learn and grow the spiritual quality.
那这120年对挪亚来说就是这样一个机会，能够让他来学习并成长自己生命的性格。
Not only the quality of the commitment, but also be able to keep the commitment all the way through.
不仅是简单的忠心，而且要持守忠心到底。
So, my dear brothers and sisters, this is why God handed Noah over a project of 120 years.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是为什么神把这样一个120年的任务来交给挪亚。
On one hand,
在一面来说
，Noah had spiritual quality for God to call for His purpose.
那挪亚有这样生命的性格，让神为着自己荣耀的旨意来呼召他。
But on the other hand,
但在另外一面
，the spiritual quality has to come from learning and practice.
这个生命的性格也来自于学习和操练。
Noah was called perfect in his generations because he was able to commit himself.
挪亚在当时的世代是个完全人，因为他能够让自己忠心在这件事上。
Noah commit himself to the learning process of the spiritual quality, no matter how long it would take.
他能够忠心于来学习这个生命性格的这个工程，无论他所花的时间是有多久。
So, my dear brothers and sisters, are we willing to commit ourselves to learn the lessons of a spiritual quality in today?
所以我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天是否愿意来忠心的学习生命性格的功课？
Well, let me put it in this way.
那让我这样的来讲。
Do we have the spiritual quality for God to call us for His purpose?
我们里面是否有这样生命的性格，让神为着他的旨意来呼召我们
？Let's go to Genesis chapter 7.
让我们来看创世纪第七章。
Finally, the Ark project was completed.
那终于这个方舟造好了。
Noah got his family and all the animals into the ark.
那挪亚就带着他的家人和所有的动物进到方舟里。
And God closed the door for them.
神为他们把门关上。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the door of salvation and also the door of opportunity for learning.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这不仅是一扇救恩的门，同时也是这样一个学习的机会的门。
For 120 years, God gave everybody on this earth tons of chance to make a choice.
在120年当中，神给这地上所有的人都有这样很多的机会。
Not only for the choice of salvation, but also for the choice of learning the spiritual quality.
那不仅有机会能够来选择救恩，也同样能够有机会来选择学习生命性格的功课。
Because this 120 years was set forth not only for the non-believers, but also for the ark builder, which is Noah.
因为这样的120年不仅是对所有不信主的人，也同样为这个方舟的建造者挪亚所预备的。
Noah can't just build the ark and saying there's nothing to do with me.
那挪亚不能说我就只在这里建造这个方舟，但这事儿跟我完全没有关系。
The chance of a choice is free and equal to everybody because it is by the grace of God.
选择的机会对每一个人来说是完全平等的，因为它是由神的恩典而来。
To be honest with you, my dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，坦诚的来讲
，We don't have much time here.
我们所有的时间不多了。
As Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, people in Noah's time.
就好像耶稣在马太福音当中所讲的。在挪亚时代的日子如何
？They kept on eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage until it was too late.
那人在那里就照常吃喝嫁娶，直到为时已晚。
When the day of judgment came,
当审判的日子来到的时候
，the door of grace,
恩典的门
，the door of salvation,
这个救恩的门。
The door of opportunity to learn the spiritual quality was finally closed.
以及这个来学习生命性格的门就终于关上了。
Now I want to ask you a simple question.
现在我要问大家一个简单的问题。
Why do you still wait?
为什么你还在等待？
Wait till last minute, then you will say, oh, I want to learn and grow the spiritual quality.
那只等到最后一刻你才说哦，我现在想要来学习来成长我的生命性格。
Don't you see that the door is kept open for you and me now?
你没有看到现在这个门就是为你我而开的吗？
So I urge you, dear brothers and sisters, make your decision today. Make it now because before you get everything too late.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我现在鼓励你今天现在此刻就做这样的一个选择。
In Isaiah 55, it says,
在以赛亚书55章这样讲到，
We should seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near.
当成耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
The chance of choice to learn and grow the spirituality now is on your hand.
那现在这个来选择让我们的 生命性格能够成长的机会就在你的手中。
Please, please don't waste it because the time will come and listen, the door of grace will be closed.
我恳请大家来注意，有一天这个门要被关上，那一天将会到来。
Then we go to the last two verses in Genesis chapter 7.
那现在我们要来看这个创世纪第七章的最后两节。
It tells us that after the door of ark was closed.
它会告诉我们，当这个方舟的门关上之后。
The flood came and it destroyed all living things on the face of the earth.
那洪水就来，就毁灭了地上一切的活物。
Only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive.
只有挪亚和凡在方舟里的能够得以存留性命。
And the water flooded the earth for 150 days.
那水势浩大，在地上一共150天。
Let's remember this word 150 days.
让我们来记住这里是150天。
Because it was the actual length of the flood on the earth.
因为这个时间是水在地上的时间。
My family used to live in New Orleans for many years.
那我和我的家人曾经在新奥尔良住了很长的时间。
We loved the city.
我们很爱那个城市。
And of course, we loved the saints in God's house over there.
我们也爱在那里神家里的圣徒们。
In 2005,
在2005年
，It was just a year after we left there.
就是我们离开那里一年之后。
A hurricane named Katrina hit New Orleans and flooded the city all around.
那卡特里娜飓风就袭击了这个城市，让整个城市都被洪水所灌满。
7 days of Katrina had caused a huge damage there.
只不过七天的这个卡特里娜飓风让整个城市就遭受了巨大的重击。
And many people had lost everything during the Katrina.
很多的人在卡特里娜飓风当中就失去了他们一切所有的。
The apartment complex we used to live was totally under the water.
我们曾经住的这个公寓，那里已经完全被水所淹没。
Was totally under the water, buried under the water.
那个公寓就完全的被水所淹没，整个都被淹没。
Because the levee was just 2 blocks away.
因为那个只有大概两个尺。
两个接口
那么远。
Dear brothers and sisters, as we read the Genesis about the great flood,
弟兄姐妹，当我们读到创世纪当中所记载的大洪水的时候，
we're not talking about the 7 days, but 150 days. The whole world was under the water.
我们所讲到的可不只是七天，而是150天，整个世界都被水所淹没。
Let's do a simple math here.
让我们在这里来做一个简单的数学。
From Genesis 7,
从创世纪第七章，
we know that God had called Noah to get into the ark with his family.
我们知道神让他带着他的家人一起进到方舟里。
And the door of the ark was closed at the 17th day of the second month, and then the great flood was broken out.
那二月十七日这天，这个方舟的门就关上，然后洪水才过来。
Now let's go to Genesis chapter 8.
那现在我们来看创世纪第八章。
It says the ark finally rests on the top of Mount Ararat at the same day, but the seventh month.
那里就讲到方舟最后就停在亚拉腊山上，是同样一天，但是是七月。
So it was right about the 5 months, or we say 150 days, that the ark was floating on the water.
那所以我们就说大概是五个月或者是150天的时间，这整个方舟就是漂浮在水上。
Are you with me?
你能明白我在说的吗？
150 days the ark was floating on the water.
有150天这个方舟就漂浮在水上。
However, by verse 14 and 15, we know that not until the second month of next year, at the 27th day, Noah and his family would step out the ark.
那可是从第14和15节我们知道，直到下一年的2月27日，挪亚和他的家人才从方舟当中走了出来。
Are you with me for this simple math?
大家跟着我一起来做这个简单的数学计算。
That means Noah and his family had spent a total 12 months plus 10 days, or we say 370 days in the ark.
所以呢，就是说挪亚和他家人在这个方舟当中一共待了1年又10天，也就是370天的时间。
But my dear brothers and sisters, the flood on the earth only lasted for 150 days.
但我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个洪水在地上只不过有150天的时间。
In other words, Noah and his family had to keep themselves in the ark for another 220 days, even the flood was over.
换句话说，挪亚和他的家人还要在方舟待220天的时间，即便这个洪水已经散去了。
This 220 days was way double the time the ark was actually floating on the water.
那这段时间事实上就让这个洪水在这个水面上漂流的时间好像成了两倍一样。
Now the question is, for what purpose of this 220 days?
那问题就是这220天它的意义在哪里呢？
Let me put it in this way,
或者让我这样来说，
What is God's purpose for Noah to build the ark?
那神让挪亚造方舟的目的在哪里？
If for the sake of saving his life, then 150 days is enough.
如果单单只是为了拯救他的生命，那150天就够了。
My dear brothers and sisters, it is very clear that God must have a greater and higher purpose for Noah to build the ark.
所以非常明白的弟兄姐妹，神一定有一个更高更大的旨意让挪亚来建造这个方舟。
As I was reading Genesis chapter 8,
那当我来读创世纪第八章的时候，
I often wonder, my dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我常常就好奇，
whether Noah would ask God why during that 220 days locked in the ark.
那他在那220天在方舟里的时间，挪亚会不会这样来问主？
Why can't I just go out of this boat because the water is gone and I'm done here?
我现在这个洪水已经散去了，我为什么不能出去呢？我已经受够了待在方舟里了。
As we read Genesis chapter 8 verses 6 through 12,
那当我们来读这个创世纪第八章第六到第十二节的时候，
We see Noah opened the window.
我们看到挪亚开了方舟的这个窗户。
And Noah sent the birds out for multiple times to check out the weather.
那挪亚就有几次放了一些鸟出去来看周围的这个环境。
Every piece of evidence would lead Noah to a strong and clear conclusion that it is the time to get off the boat and the mission completed.
那一点小小的讯息都能让挪亚就非常的确定，现在就是这个时间，我的任务已经完成了。
But surprisingly, my dear brothers and sisters,
但让我们惊讶的就是弟兄姐妹，
Noah didn't make a move.
挪亚却没有行动。
Even the land was finally dried up, and the last dove returned with a green olive leaf.
那即使这个地上的水已经退去，这个最后这个鸽子也拿了一个绿的橄榄叶进来。
He still kept himself and the whole family locked in the ark.
他仍然把自己和他的全家都关在这个方舟里面。
What's the matter with this guy?
这个人到底怎么了？
What is he being waiting for?
他在等的是什么呢？
My dear brothers and sisters, the answer is at the verse 15.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个答案在第十五节。
Verse 15, it says, Then God spoke to Noah.
十五节讲到神对挪亚说。
Not until God spoke to him, Noah would never make a single step move out of the ark.
若不是神对挪亚说，挪亚绝不会出方舟一步。
And my dear brothers and sisters, this is the purpose for that 220 days being locked in the ark.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是挪亚被锁在方舟里又220天的目的。
I'm sure that from day one, he opened the window after the flood.
我相信在他方舟之，在他洪水，在挪亚在洪水之后打开这个窗户的第一天，
Noah could have many chances to sneak out of the ark.
挪亚有很多的机会能够就溜出这个方舟。
But my dear brothers and sisters, he commit himself to wait on God to speak to him.
但我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，挪亚是在这里衷心的等候神向他说话。
Because the ark for Noah is not only a place to save his life, but also a training place that he could learn the spiritual quality to trust and wait on God.
因为对挪亚来说，这个方舟不仅是一个他的救恩，同时也是这样一个地方，让他能够来学习这样一个生命性格，来等候信靠神。
Let me remind you again, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我再这样能够来提醒大家。
220 days was way double the time the ark had saved the lives.
那弟兄姐妹，这220天是让这个需要来拯救生命的时间直接变成了两倍。
But Noah kept himself locked in the ark.
但挪亚仍把自己关在方舟里。
He'd been waiting and waiting.
他在那里等候又等候。
Till God spoke to him, go now.
直到神对他说，现在可以出去了。
And this is the greater and the higher purpose of the ark for Noah.
那这就是神借着方舟向挪亚所有的那更高更大的旨意。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
we are living in a demanding time.
我们现在所在的是一个非常严苛的时刻。
Whether we are at home or in the house of God,
我们或者在家中，或者在神的家里，
we are often pushed to a corner for make a decision.
我们常常就被推到那个角落，让你不得不做决定。
Especially in this time of a pandemic.
特别在这疫情当道之时，
We seem to face the same challenges Noah did in the ark after the flood.
我们好像所面对的与挪亚在这个洪水之后所面对的是一样的环境。
We have to deal with many voices from different directions which demands a quick solution.
那我们好像听到各种各样的声音，让我们必须迅速的来做出反应。
A quick solution for when, what, and how to do concerning to follow God's purpose.
就是让我们能够快速的做什么时候怎样，又在怎么样的环境形式当中能够来满足神的旨意。
Then we may easily lose the qualities, the spiritual quality of prayer because everybody is in a hurry to make a move.
那我们在这个环境当中可能就会失掉那个祷告的生命性格，因为每个人都着急的想要来采取行动。
We simply cannot wait.
我们就没有办法来等待。
Or sometimes we did pray for God will speaking to us, but we don't give God much time to speak us.
那好像有的时候我们也祷告求主来向我们说话，但是我们却没有给主足够的时间来等候他向我们说话。
Maybe 220nd wait on God sounds okay to all of us, but definitely not 220 days.
那也许220秒这样的时间来等候神，我们听起来还觉得 OK, 但如果让我们等候220天的话，这事好像是不可能。
It is too long and God is not there.
那 这个时间太长了，神根本就不在那里。
So let us just jump out of the boat and find our own ways.
那让我们现在就跳出这个方舟来，走自己的路吧。
My dear brothers and sisters, about 3,000 years ago,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大概在3000年之前。
Israelites were in a troubled time and they lost their patience with God.
以色列人当时也是在一个这个艰难当中，他们也失去了向着主的信心。
They complained that God has forgotten Zion, so they were on their own.
他们在那里抱怨神已经忘记了西乃山，他们好像自己在那里没有依靠。
They wanted to run after their own solution for their future.
他们就好像在那里追逐自己对着未来的计划。
Then God sent a prophet to remind them.
然后神就差遣先知去来提醒他们。
In Isaiah 49 verse 15,
在以赛亚书49:15,
The Lord says to Israelites,
神向以色列人这样说，
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast?And have no compassion on the child he has born.
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜恤她所生的儿子？
Listen to God's word.
让我们来听一听神的话。
Even though she may forget, yet I will not forget you.
即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
My dear brothers and sisters, maybe that 220 days and the nights for Noah sounded endless and caused great anxiety.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，也许220天对挪亚来说好像永不止息，让他的心中也满了焦虑。
But he had a confidence that God would never forget him.
但他却有这样的信心，神永不忘记他。
No one knew that it was the good Lord who had told him to make an ark.
挪亚知道是那样一位良善的主来告诉他造这样一个方舟。
And it was the same good Lord who had let him into the ark and closed the door for him.
也同样是这样一位良善的主把他引到方舟里，也为他关上了门。
And it should be the same good Lord who would take the full responsibility on every life that was locked in the ark.
也同样是应该是这样一位良善的主要为着每一个被关在方舟里的生命负完全的责任。
And he would never forget them and left them alone.
他永远不会忘记他，也不会撇下他。
My dear brothers and sisters, this was Noah's lesson in the past, and it should be our lesson for today.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是挪亚在过往时所学的功课，同样也是我们在今时应当学的功课。
And this is God's purpose for us to go back to the life stories of Noah and learn the same lesson as Noah did with the ark.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神的心意，让我们能够回到这个圣经当中来学习挪亚的故事，也能够学习他借着方舟所学习同样的功课。
Let's be reminded by this story.
让我们借着这个故事能够彼此提醒。
No spiritual quality, there's no ark.
如果没有生命的性格，是不会有方舟的。
No ark, there's no life could be saved.
如果没有方舟，没有一个生命可以得救。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we commit these words unto your hand.
我们把这些话交在您的手中。
Lord, we pray that you will breathe the breath of life into your word.
我们祷告，愿您把这生命的气息吹到您的话里。
So we may follow your word.
好叫我们能够来跟随您的话。
So we may be able.To be the people you can call for your purpose.
让我们能够成为一般人，是您可以为着您自己的旨意来呼召的。
Again, Lord, we thank you for this time we get together.
主，我们感谢你，能够再次感谢你给我们这样的机会，能够一同相聚。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.